All right.
Whispered in my ear, one day you hold the world so high, the next you fall from the sky. But don't get lost in the next one, it's easy come, easy go. Take it all or let it pass, but don't expect it to last. Chase that brings you back to the start.
Ah, baby.
Don't you think that it's over? Still got so much time. Just hit stop, then rewind. Play it again, you just might find that you know it ain't no fun if you ain't fighting. It's like a summer rain's first crack of lightning. Chase that brings you back to the start. You try so hard and you get so far. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. Chase that brings you back to the start. You try so hard and you get so far. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start. It's the chase that brings you back to the start.
Ladies and gentlemen, one singular sensation, Greg Gilmore.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
To
Mr. Down.
Podcasting live from the beautiful Dogwater Studios overlooking Reno, Nevada. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am your host, the Reverend Rory Down. With me are my compatriots, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, and Dogwater Dick. Screw the interns, none of them showed up. But we've got one of our best friends in the room. You've heard him here, you've heard him around town. He's the best. Craig Gilmore.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
At least a five-timer.
Maybe more.
I'd say more.
Isn't
maybe.
That like probably on Saturday more. Night Live, if you've been on five times, you get a jacket or something?
Yeah.
Like Steve Ashley, Martin gives you a hand job.
Ashley's going to get her jacket.
You win a hand job from Rory.
We don't have Steve Martin, and no, I'm married. But we do have a Rick.
How many times do you think you've been on, Greg?
Five sounds pretty accurate, but
yeah.
It might be
you don't
be
put
six.
A notch in your guitar every time? Or
is Greg already nowhere near his mic?
Yeah, he's all
no,
lean
I'm right
back
here,
and
right
relaxed.
Here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
he's,
there
no,
you
with
are.
All your
he was unbuckling his pants. It's okay.
I think you at least have five bands,
get
right?
Get comfortable.
There's the Canes.
Been on solo a couple times.
Yeah, solo a couple times. Yeah, the Canes, Karma, Silver.
There's three, four, five right there, so yeah.
Yeah.
Was Karma on more than once?
Maybe.
I think Karma was on before their big tour and after their big tour.
When they came back.
Yeah, I think twice, yeah.
That would be correct.
I think
so.
Yeah.
That's six times.
Well, you can pull up a chair right alongside
solo,
Felix
I know,
Danger.
I know the Canes did it twice.
Damn.
That's well, good to have you back, brother.
Yeah,
thanks.
Hell yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Mark Ernest, too.
Yes.
He might be a five-timer.
That wouldn't shock me.
We should get a sticker or something for a five-timer, or a patch.
Kim, find an intern to do the math. Have them count all of the guests and their number of episodes they've been on.
And then have the other intern go buy the patches.
I want to see the spreadsheet
and pay
with
for
dates.
Himself.
Yeah. Numbers.
If you can find an intern.
Right.
Yeah, my always missing in action.
They're always so busy running around here doing things.
I'll do it.
Chewy will do it. All right. That's good.
Well, that's nice.
Good with all of your spare time in the mines there.
Huh? I'll be home for a while.
Yeah, he's just sitting in Ely fucking doing nothing in
rarely
between
Rarely go to Ely.
Right. Hey, so I hope you all had a great weekend out there. I'm just going to make this really smooth transition.
I like it.
We had a fantastic time at Merry Anarchy.
Wow.
And yeah, Nick and I would really like to thank everybody that showed up to spend a dime, spend some time, to donate to the cause. All the friends of ourselves and Otto's that came out, his heart was sincerely
was so nice to
fucking
Otto
touched.
There. For both days,
he was able to make it up and party, and he was just gleeful. Like I've never seen that man that happy. Period.
Aww. That's true.
He's usually a bit of a dour fellow, but
I don't even know if dour is the right word. He's just hard.
Yeah,
he's a Viking, man. He looks like a Viking.
And oftentimes
Marine.
Quite stoic.
He's a Marine.
Stoic.
Yeah, exactly.
Stoic
strong,
and not the most...
Strong man.
He's a badass.
But
he's
he was a having a great time chatting it up and had a blast seeing everybody and was there to the end both nights. And
yeah. And people came out, too. They're like, oh, Otto's in town? Motherfucker, yeah.
I've never felt more of a down-home Christmas vibe at a Merry Anarchy Christmas winter ball before.
It was beautiful.
It was just... Yeah, it was really... cozy and nice and intimate, and everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Yep. I got there late Friday, and there was a lot of drunk people.
Yeah.
You were, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we were in a bar.
There was one point in the room, actually, all of us were there together.
We
but
didn't take a minute, picture. Yeah.
As you walked in, she was leaving.
Yep.
And I hit a wall and really needed to duck out the back door.
Awesome to see Rick there the whole time, because I ran into Rick around town once in a while, but only for a minute or something, and he was there.
Yeah.
Looked like he was hanging tough.
Yeah, came in for like the last three bands.
Was there the whole
night?
Time I was there?
Really? I was there. I heard saw at least four bands each.
Four,
night. But yeah, and the first night I was one of the people that stayed. I stayed till like 2 a.m. when Pink Awful finished up.
Yeah, yeah. So. I did not.
They
I
were even... great, right?
I could. What time
Pink
did
Pink Awful rips?
Oh, they're fucking always amazing. Oh my god, like it was.
That was a
awesome.
Great show.
Awesome.
And if you left early. I'm sorry you got drunk.
Yep, I got drunk.
I hit
halfway
a wall
through Pink Awful.
I had been there all night. all day. Like, I got there early, and it was 1 a.m., and I was like, I gotta sleep. I'm just
dead. The thing about you, though, is you've seen Pink Goffles, so you know how good they are.
I don't get out too much.
But I mean, other people who haven't seen them and stuff.
Yeah, they're
I brought
awesome.
A friend who doesn't know Reno music stuff. He just moved here from Florida a few months ago, and he just left. He just moved away.
Nice-looking gentleman.
Oh, God, dude, I wish I was riding him every day, but I'm not.
Drink his bathwater.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, he's straight. But yeah,
does he listen to
the
show?
He might now because he's going to miss Reno. He was. He's this great fucking guy. I've been hanging out with him for a few months. Good friend. And then he's. I'm like, you should come to this thing. You never see like the music community that I know. It's just amazing here. And so he's from Florida. He comes to the show and he's just like, these bands are amazing. The Vague Choir and Pink Awful and who was in between the two of them?
Roxy Colley.
Yep. He's just like, I can't fucking believe this is this good. He just kept looking at me and going, this is fucking amazing. Pretty and then impressive. All the people were coming up to me and being like, oh, yeah, Rick recorded our, oh, yeah, Rick's amazing. Oh, yeah, Rick did this. Rick did, like, everybody's telling how great I am and everybody's saying hi to me. And he's like, and at one point, at the end of the night, he says to me, man, you're like, you're like Harvey Weinstein if he didn't assault all those people.
Wow, that is a real weird comparison.
Really weird compliment. I know, it's like, oh, you're like Hitler if you didn't kill all those Jews.
Right?
And Rick, I would now
I
like
to...
wasn't
a very talented man.
Did you get laid that night, Rick? Because...
I would like to now bring up all of those times you've ever complained going to the grocery store with me.
Oh, whatever.
Everybody at the grocery store, everybody's like, oh, Rory, you're the best.
No, I'm but just sure you can't walk through a fucking store like down the street without seeing eight people that know me.
Oh, God, it's awful.
Same here.
No, and much less get out of a conversation in like less than 5 minutes.
Welcome my dad was like
I go
that.
To the 7-Eleven right. And I'm just all, oh, hi, what are you doing here?
So, Rick, you might complain about me and your dad, but you're just like us.
Yeah, now. Now. It's awful. You can't get anything.
You've grown.
Done.
You've
you
become
can't
what
get
you
any
hate.
Peace. It's too just
many,
nonstop.
Too many great fucking people. Like, and it's just, yeah. So it was really awesome to show off to my non-music friend how awesome Reno is.
I would actually like to repeat something my wife said to me as we were going home on Saturday night. And like this applies to the whole Mary Anarchy, I believe. You have some really great friends.
Does she mean us?
No, I mean
everybody.
No, you
everybody?
Guys, all the bands, the whole music scene, the community that comes out to the stuff that we do, like Mary Anarchy.
Awesome.
Diana was just really sincere. Have, she's like, you guys
have
some
really,
really
friends.
Great friends.
Reno is full of really good friends.
It's astounding. When you're standing in the middle of it, and it's just this flood of all these great people.
For
and
real.
All...
That, and I felt that so Fuck. Hard, this Mary Anarchy. Like, that Christmassy kind of vibe, that family feeling.
It was my favorite so far.
It was
so
a
awesome.
Good winter ball.
It was
ball,
so
man.
Awesome.
Exceptional
good.
Winter ball.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So a lot of fun.
Hey, I want to tell you about my fucking hero, Otto, too. Here's what Otto does today. Eva's been having some troubles and stuff. He's all, hey, Nick, give... a few $100 to Eva from what's coming in from the thing.
Aww.
Just all, Otto, you fucking sweetheart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I will do that for you. Okay. Eva wrote back, no, that's Otto's money. And we both were all, no, Otto gets to do whatever he wants
with
this
that
money.
Yeah. He's giving it
that's
to
right.
you.
He was going to buy $300 worth of weed, but he's going to share with you.
Oh, no shit. What a fucking
so,
rock star.
Otto, you're my hero, dude, because it's friends helping friends, and it was so immediate with him, that pay it forward shit, you know?
Fucking A, very dude. Cool. That's, and dude, cool. And Eva's totally...
Yeah, I want to help Eva out if it's through Otto, and that's what he wants. That's what
that's
we do.
That's so wonderful.
Is that his request?
Thank you, Otto. You're beautiful.
Yeah, we love you, Otto. Great show. All right, but we were missed
how
Greg.
About, but how about you? You had some fucking shows happening this weekend that you were a part of over at the Shays. You worked sound on that John Doughboy show?
Yeah, it was John Doughboy's Outlaw Kindred, 6 Mile Station.
Oh, Outlaw
how
Kindred.
The fuck was that? And then the that one band that
was, Boss's Daughter.
That was on here last week.
Oh, yeah.
If we hadn't been doing Mary Anarchy, I think we all could say
we would have been that show.
Right, yeah. It always sucks when something that great is happening on Mary Anarchy weekend.
How was it, though?
It was great. It was a fun time. All the bands were really great. So it's really, I mean, it's one of the only times I've ever run sound at Shays where
it's a high
every
energy
band.
Party, right? Maximum party.
I would have loved to have seen Outlaw Kindred with a drummer.
They didn't have a drummer. They had a bass player.
Oh, I thought they said that they had a drummer.
No, the bass player dude who was with them on Saturday.
I was there. Yeah, they were great.
Dude, I didn't catch his name, but fucking, he's right in sync with the two of them.
Yeah. They found the right guy.
He even looks the part.
Yes.
No, and he does rad up strokes, and yeah, he's a good bass player, dude.
Yeah.
Watch him.
He's good. No, he was fire. For real.
Dude, that whole...
Sexually.
I was waiting for that. I was going to say it, too. I was like, he fits the part. Sexually.
Some good-looking hillbillies.
Oh, my God.
I like those dudes.
If you'd like to stage your own remake of Deliverance, these are the boys you want with you in the back of the canoe.
Well, I was talking to Olaf about his new album that's coming out and how it has a... It has like a narrator to the album and shit. Dude, it's gonna be like listening to a little movie in your head.
Yeah, they talked about that when they were on the show.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude!
It's
coming out like real soon or something.
Fuck yeah!
And all over Mary Anarchy when they were playing, everybody was like, "Where can we get their album? They don't have any merch. They don't have anything for sale." And I was like, "Go to the Worst Little Podcast."
Yeah.
And I was just like sending everybody links. I'm like, "These are the only recorded songs that they have available to people." Right here on our podcast.
So far. Coming out soon.
Coming soon.
I think we need to give them the award for band to open up Saturday and have the most audience there.
They did.
Oh, dude, they had a huge opening audience on Saturday.
Pretty good crowd for 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock, man. I walked in expecting to see like them on stage and like four people in the room. No, there was like a couple dozen people in the room.
The plan worked.
Not a half, a couple.
I got them and Cowboy Indian back to back. I was like, you have to show up now, motherfuckers, right?
And really, that started us off with such a great, like, pretty good-sized early crowd that never went away all day on Saturday. Yeah. There was no lull. It just kind of built all the rest of the day. So.
Yeah, Friday people started getting tired, like they'd have been at work all day and they didn't have the energy. It started clearing out. I mean, there was still a crowd by Pink Awful, but it was a lot less than a few bands before.
Yeah.
But Saturday, it stuck out through the whole thing. How late did Reno We Have a Problem play? Because I had 5 hours sleep.
1:30.
It was shorter than expected.
Yeah.
They only played for 2 hours?
No, not even 2 hours. Like, they played a set. Yeah.
Damn, okay.
And they, of course,
they had a new drummer,
ended on I Fucked Your Mom, you know.
Their personal anthem.
Yeah.
I had like 5 hours sleep. I couldn't do one more. I just had to fucking go home and sleep.
Wow. So how did your date end over at the Boss's Daughter? How was the rest of that show?
Actually, that finished up at about 2 a.m. and then we hightailed it over to Jubs to try to check out what was going on, and there was just no one left.
Oh, that's what you were asking where the Mary Anarchers were.
Yeah, I was like, we showed up there. It was like 2.
I was gone.
We tried to make it over.
We all just assumed turned you were old. There.
No, and I do know a handful of people bounced over to Shay's afterwards.
That's funny. Probably passed them on the way.
Yeah. Like, okay, we're done.
Everybody
here.
Got in their cars and went to the other spot.
Yeah.
Good, though. I mean, what a great fucking rock and roll weekend for Reno.
Thank you, Jubs. Especially Josh and Faith.
Josh and Faith do a lot of hard work and put up with a whole lot of shit behind the scenes.
Yes, they do.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Thanks for the club, Mom and Dad. All right. All right. We should do another song and then talk to Greg some more.
Yeah, and then we'll talk to Greg about Greg.
Another song, eh? All right. Good thing there's this guitar sitting right here. All right.
It sounds like a lot less strings.
It is a lot less strings. It's exactly half.
Exactly half?
On a good day. All right. Here's another tune. That first one that I played was called The Chase. It'll be in our Silver's next record. Here's another one, minus the keyboard intro. This song's called Good Enough. Let's see.
Looking for forgiveness, my friend, not from anybody but myself. I've been searching for all the wrong answers at the bottom of a bottle off the lowest shelf. It skips my tongue, well, it dries, and I don't quite know how I wound up here. This whole idea of being all alone has got me feeling like I've reaped what I've sown.
I'm never good enough either. You know what I'm saying?
I really think feel you that. Both are good enough. Really and I love you both.
I would hug you.
Thanks.
That's beautiful, man.
Oh, thanks, Adam. It's supposed to be like a positive spin, I guess.
Let me awkwardly compliment you.
We could all leave, you guys, if y'all want some time alone.
No. Like, your presence makes it more awkward.
I need someone to hold me. I gotta call Dave Richards.
Oh, my God.
When Dave Richards is drunk down front of Mariana Key, he always turns around and like... And like puts his arm around
Dave
me.
Dave
really,
wants to
like,
be connected with people.
I need it. I need it so bad. I'm like, man, one of these days, am I going to end up blowing Dave Richards?
God. Wow.
Hit the jackpot.
Oh, my God.
Dancing Dave and his air guitar.
He probably listens to this, you guys, just so you know.
I'm sure
he knows.
He does.
Oh, yeah. We even have a Chewy sample.
You would have blown Dave Richards.
Yeah,
wow, that's oddly
somebody has
that's
to.
That's oddly specific.
That privilege goes to my friend who's dating him now.
Yeah.
Oh, is somebody dating Dave?
So, yeah, they're jackpot. In a relationship.
Okay. I didn't know.
Nope. Well, that's
nothing
nice.
Happened.
Dave's a very affectionate
just
man.
Very affectionate.
Good
yeah.
Dude,
he likes hugging. You when you're next to him,
yep.
Yeah. Late night down front at Mary Anarchy.
Yep. Yeah, he's great.
It sounds like, you know, late night down underneath the bleachers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what's great about Dave? He bought me a ticket to Tenacious D.
Wait, he did that?
Yeah.
For your birthday?
For my birthday.
Oh, nice.
He's the one taking me next Monday. That's why I won't be on the Christmas show.
Bitching.
Or is Mikey going with you or just you two?
No, we were going to get Mikey tickets too, but Mikey can't go because of something in prior engagement or something.
Gotcha. Mm.
And she's like, you can go, babe. Or no, her work wouldn't let her take the time off for it because it's on a Monday.
Mm. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so
what about you,
Dave Richards?
Greg? Are you going to any cool shows coming up soon?
Not on the books, no.
Mm. What?
Are you playing any cool shows?
Yeah,
this
we're doing
is my segue again.
Nice. Yeah, we're doing a New Year's Eve gig over at Picnic.
Oh yeah,
You made it sound like going to the dentist. Greg.
Just a little bit of a shindig over there.
Yeah,
I've seen all the rad posters.
I
for
hear
that.
There's going to be a certain Mr. Clifton appearing at your show.
That's right. It's
going to
be hosted by
Clifton.
Tony Clifton
hosting the New Year's Eve show at Picnic.
It's a '70s party, so we had to have Tony Clifton.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Tony
is
motherfucking
Bob
Clifton.
Zmuda?
What?
It's Tony Clifton.
I mean,
no.
Is Andy Kaufman?
No.
Is Tony? Maybe.
Tony Clifton. I mean, that's the beauty of Tony Clifton is it could
it really
be anybody.
Might be. Yeah.
It could be me.
It might be Greg.
It's not me. It's definitely not me.
It could be Dave.
I'm performing, so.
Awesome,
I can't
dude.
Also be. Yeah, it'll be a fun time. It's a '70s party. It's supposed to be like New Year's Eve 1979 instead of 2019.
So can we dress up like that song with by
Prince?
No, 1979 by
Smashing Pumpkins.
No,
we just
please
like
no.
that video.
We
that,
like ringer t-shirts and
that
no,
look like,
a lot of
that looked like the 80s.
No,
it didn't look like 1979.
That was the 90s.
Yeah.
But the song is about 1979.
Yeah, well, fuck. Yeah.
But if
no.
I get confused.
And the video
like
looks really 70s. It reminds me of my childhood.
I think the video looks
like I 80s. Say no.
Okay.
You're not even involved with this show,
I know, dude. But if that happens and I go there, I'm going to be all, this is wrong.
There's like a pool.
Fuck
with
that.
You're
going to throw your drumstick at
I'm just
going
to be all, hey, fuckers. You should not play your Smashing Pumpkins at your 1979 party.
I don't care.
Would not play that dress like it. That's what Rick wants to do.
Yeah, he's like dress like that.
I thought you meant play that song.
No, Rick wants to dress like people in that.
Fuck that, too.
Land of 10,000 Dances. I'll dress like that.
You can do better than that,
Rick. Does anybody know the fucking words of that song? Nobody knows the words of that song.
No. I don't even know what's going on right now.
I'm sorry.
Rick made a reference that Nick misunderstood. Greg is standing here looking shell-shocked. I'm translating.
I'm looking at my phone.
I'm just pissed.
All right.
Yeah.
Aww. We're having fun. I wish we had an intern for more beers. I'll go get it.
We do. It's you.
I'll go get it. Yeah. Does anyone need
playing
beer?
The role of the intern today will be Nick
I'll
Ramirez.
Take one, please.
The last time I heard about Tony Clifton, he was hanging
Are
out.
Are you doing
at the...
ASMR right now,
Gregory?
It's so much fun to do that.
I'm good.
The last I heard about Tony Clifton, he was hanging out at the Bunny Ranch.
He has been spotted there. I even had played a show at Jub Jub's a couple years ago.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder who that was.
It was Tony Clifton.
It was Tony Clifton, see?
Yeah.
What a prick.
See, I know.
Yeah, that's going to be the fun part.
The magic of Tony Clifton is like Santa, but really drunk.
Yeah, see, so after our set on New Year's Eve, there's going to be karaoke, and that's especially what Tony Clifton is hosting.
Oh, that'll be exciting. Like, kinda, yeah, I imagine that might be a little gong show-ish. Like
it could be.
Better bring your A game, or you might get kicked off stage.
Yeah. Should probably bring some thick skin too.
Yeah.
Tell us about this party. What's it gonna have? Is it gonna have the ball drop again?
Yeah, we're doing. We made a ball drop over at the generator.
Is it gonna be a double ball drop?
Yeah, right.
Oh, that would be so great.
Like a giant tea bag.
Can it be a dick and ball drop?
A dick and ball drop.
Yeah.
No, just a giant two balls, like a giant tea bag.
What about a ball and chin
down.
Drop?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a theme to this party, correct?
Oh yeah, we
already talked about that. Oh, I've been out of the room. We're on my phone.
Bring
those the party.
But, so here's
bring
the
your
thing.
Widest collars and your widest bell bottoms.
And talk to Jessica at Junkie. She was actually supposed to be on the show tonight, but due to a work thing, she couldn't be here. She wanted to talk to us about costuming for this awesome party. So go down to Junkie.
That would have made a rad segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I'm sure they have some.
Let's hear what she has to say. All right, thank you, Jessica. That's great.
Good seeing you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for coming down.
We're going to edit something in later, I'm sure, in post.
Yeah, we'll put their own junky commercial or something.
Yeah.
You could actually do that, Jessica. Give us some money and we'll play a junky commercial during the show. Rick, do you want to do the advertisement since we brought that up?
Oh, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. Please go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and sign up to give us a little tiny bit of money every month. We would really love it.
Yep.
And yeah, and we'll continue to record bands for free.
Greg, have you heard Cole's song about it?
No.
Oh, God.
Blake, the Cole Adams Cole's song about it, yeah.
You want to give him money so you can hear more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reverend Rory with the Worst Little Podcast.
Tell you everything about Reno, it's in store for you.
She
you gotta
store.
Give them money, yeah.
That's money.
Otherwise, they can't pay the electricity that's making this mic work, you see. So just give us some money, please. Uh-huh.
Dog water dick needs your Skrilla.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Give us money, please. And we'll thank you kindly by doing more and more stuff.
The little house the dick built.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cole Adams.
Yeah. That was completely made up on the fly.
On the
that
spot.
Was great. That was really
and
fun.
And I really wish
really
I'd never said anything because it would have been better without my input.
Right. Well, at the time it was happening, I was like, everybody should shut up, but they're not going to. I'm not going to stop this magic.
It's the magic.
We could have been doing it every time instead of having to listen to the same one every time.
Did we get any new Patreons?
We could force Greg to come up with something by the end of the show. Yeah, he loves improv-ing. Greg, you know, he just throws together lyrics on the fly all the time.
Yeah, make up a commercial, Greg.
I think Greg's nervous now. The dude, beads of sweater coming down his face now.
His feet
now. He's
are
like,
twitching.
Yeah.
What band practice did you have to skip to be here tonight?
Actually, not one. We don't get together that often because college students.
Who's in college besides Brendan?
Adam.
Oh, I thought he was done.
The keyboard player?
Oh, yeah, he's not
Adam
done
Landis.
Yet.
He's rad.
His
Landis Calrissian.
Amazing.
Yeah. We get together.
Did your whole band get married this year, or was that just Lando?
No, Lando and Josh.
And Josh, yeah.
Both
yeah
got married.
Okay. To each other?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I wish. No.
God, that is so hot.
It would make things so much easier.
It would.
That's just because you want to bone both of their
oh
wives.
God.
No, I meant for band practice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an idiot.
I thought you had an ulterior motive. That's just me, maybe.
You just want to see
yeah
it.
You can't projecting.
Projecting, yeah.
Oh, anyway.
So what's been going on?
We've all got that porno in our heads right now. Let's cleanse the palate. Can we cleanse the palate with a song?
We're not giving him the quiz. It's fucking Greg. It's ridiculous.
I mean, do you want to take the quiz?
Hey, Greg, what do you think the sketchiest 7-Eleven in Reno Sparks is?
Ooh,
okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
We'll go with the alternate quiz.
Yeah.
I think the one on 2nd and Wells, right? I mean,
I totally agree. Yeah. That is
just
my pick.
It's just so busy all the time.
The other one,
it's not shady
okay
at all.
You know, you guys know what my second one is. What's your second one, Greg?
The second one's the one that's like
further down Wells.
Further down Wells. It's a stone's throw from my house. It's on the corner from my house.
Wells
right
and
there.
Chaney?
Yes. Wells and Chaney. Taylor, Chaney.
I feel
Wells
totally
Taylor
comfortable at that 7-Eleven. I don't know why.
I walk there.
I've seen some ghetto shit happen at
that 7-Eleven. The one at Rondell and Grove.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to that one.
That's my second one.
Yeah.
Shit, that place is scary.
I'm going to go there once an hour for like a whole 24 hours in a row and just see.
The document, the sketch levels.
Wow. Take pictures and write a book about it.
Show us on this scale of 1 to 10. How sketchy was it?
I got a new question.
Yeah.
If you were on a killing spree, what would the background music to that killing spree be?
Oh, Google Bordello.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. A little crazy.
Upon
like
your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a tough question. I'm so bad at these.
You love improv, you know.
I would probably haunt like where every one of the Eagles live so that they get repentance for their songs.
Ooh. So you're betting that you're going to die before the
Joe Walsh,
of
there we go.
The Eagles.
Joe Walsh, I heard him on the radio the other day. He's old as fuck right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Like he's
it could happen.
He's on somebody's death pool this year.
I'm going to steal Cadillac Kim's. if you could combine two animals and make a new animal, what would those two animals be?
I forgot about that one.
That's a good. I did too. That's a good one.
Bringing it back.
A koala and a wolverine.
That's oh yeah. my god! Badass animals.
That's like the most laid back and the most terrifying.
And, well, Joe, have you ever seen a koala without eucalyptus, man? They are mean sons of bitches.
Really? Yeah.
They're super cute. But
I heard that they're one of the stupidest mammals.
They are.
Like they don't have any brain at all.
That's because they're all dope. No, the eucalyptus triggers like dopamine, like heroin does in you. So they're just doped up all the fucking time.
Like, their brains are smooth.
Yeah,
they have no
thinky
parts.
Like really, evolution should have weaned a wolverine on the killed them off by now.
Seriously,
but
badass killing machine.
They also have chlamydia. It's
adorable,
you know,
killing machine.
Wolverines have chlamydia.
No, koalas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I won't eat one's. I will remember not to eat one's vagina.
Koalas at night also breed when you drop water on them.
No, they don't.
What? Those are mogwai.
Those are gremlins.
Get the babies. Them wet.
The babies eat their mom's poo.
The gremlins are the result.
Oh,
the mogwai being wet.
Is it the koala that they eat the poo?
Yeah, it's called fecal pap. It's not fecal pap.
Wow.
It's poo.
I hate koalas now.
Yeah, no, they suck.
They piss on themselves a whole lot.
Yeah, they're pastures.
Well,
why are they still an animal?
I don't know if you got points for that or not, Greg.
I don't know.
Oh, Greg.
After all this
discussion. Have we ever asked you what is...
You've got negative points for mentioning a koala.
Have we ever asked you what member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
I don't even know.
Do we need to go over
You don't
the
need to say names.
Yes.
Just give us the archetype.
There is the nerd... The tough guy, Bender. There is the jock.
Oh, okay. I got you.
The jock and...
the preppy girl.
And the preppy girl.
And the weird girl.
And the weird girl, Ali Sheedy.
I guess the weird girl.
Yeah. Fuck yeah! You and me both! We are both Ali Sheedy! Fuck yeah!
He's totally a Bender.
I won.
No.
He's totally
he's
a Bender.
Who plays Bender?
Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson. He's in a trench coat. He's like the bad guy.
He ends
guy,
up with Molly Ringworm.
Punk rock dude.
He's got Molly Ringworm.
The weed in his locker.
Yeah.
Is Emilio Estevez the jock?
Yes.
And Anthony Michael Hall is the nerd.
Yes. I guess maybe I could identify with him in like Young Guns or something. But not in that movie.
No, but I was saying you identify with Judd Nelson.
Which archetype was that one?
Punk rock Bender. Bad boy.
That's not what Rick said, though. Rick didn't mention
tough
that.
Guy. Tough guy.
Tough guy.
And I said Bender, but that's his name.
Yeah, he's a trench coat, weed in his locker, saying
he's
fuck
a stoner,
you to authority.
Man. He's a burnout.
A bully that comes from an abusive family.
Anyway,
he's a smoker kid.
So,
he's a kid
so
who
the movie
at
starts
high school
with this monologue that turns out to be this letter that they write. And they all show up to school on a Saturday, one by one, in their parents' cars. Like,
Spoiler alert.
That's okay. I haven't seen the movie, and I'm probably not going to.
I'm
going to
run over the plot here real quick for anybody. No.
We're going to do a special podcast where we watch The Breakfast Club and do the commentary for it.
Oh, that would be amazing.
But just the audio. If you want to watch it, you have to turn it on at home when
and
we go
gonna,
three
gonna...
two one play
watch it on mute like,
all right
and we'll discuss which friends we think are who in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, a better how about a little more relevant question, Greg? Out of The Office, who do you think you most are like?
Oh boy. Man, you know, I'm not super, I've watched it a little bit.
Nope, no, okay. Moving on. You got a question, Chewy? This most half-assed quiz ever.
Bradley, Jindal, or Janae? I just stole your question.
You read my mind.
That's a rapid fire. Who do you like better, Bradley, Drendel, or Janae?
From what?
Bradley, Drendel, and Janae.
The law firm.
The law firm.
What?
It's
have you not seen the
firm.
Commercials?
I don't even
local.
Know.
This
no.
is so
right.
lame.
Oh God damn
okay.
it.
Yeah. All right, how about Laub, Laub, and
everybody's
Laub.
Tuning out of the show right now. I prefer Laub.
The second Laub is my favorite.
That's pretty funny.
Third Laub can suck a dick.
The and Laub. Yeah, I know. That, right? Wow.
If you're listening, you can also purchase ads space on our podcast.
Good time for a plug. We would happily ridicule your business name every week.
Oh, I have one. Okay. The St. James Infirmary or the St. James Brasserie?
The St.
Okay.
You know,
that's kind of a dumb
Charlie one. Hunter Trio is playing there next Saturday.
Yeah.
That's a good ass show.
I just did not, I just declined that invitation. Are they good? Is it jazz? I don't know who it is. I don't like jazz.
Charlie Hunter is a bad motherfucker.
I'm not like the biggest fan of jazz. That's why I was
he plays a seven string deal where he plays the bass and the guitar at the same time, and he's just super.
There's not a lot going on this week, actually. So, I mean, maybe I'll go to it. It's what, Wednesday?
We'll probably sell out.
Saturday.
Oh, it is Saturday.
I bet that show probably
sell out. So, also Saturday, though.
Did Jimmy Dale Gilmer sell out? Do you know?
I don't.
Who's that?
Jimmy Dale Gilmer played there, too.
Oh, that was a while back.
Country artist.
I've heard a couple butts from Rick.
Like, old-timey country. Good
I want to know what kind of jazz it is. Is it, like, is it the kind that's cool and old, or is it the kind that's meandering Drek?
Neither one of those. I don't know. It's. I mean, the dude's a super badass guitar player.
Because I love old jazz, and then modern jazz just loses.
This isn't
me.
Modern jazz, but it's so not it's traditional not. Old jazz with
no,
the horns.
I heard
like when they play it on the radio on the jazz night on that fucking station. It's like it just
what
goes
station.
And it just does that for like an hour.
Yeah, just check them out, Rick. Just YouTube Charlie Hunter Trio, and you'll see what it sounds like in 2 seconds. And you'll
enjoy. They did a Nirvana. I think they did "Come As You Are."
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Damn.
Yeah,
the first album they did, Claypool produced it and put it out on his Prawn Song.
Okay, so it's not the crap.
It's
that
like
I think
funky.
About.
No,
he's
yeah,
a Joe Satriani guy. Like that's who taught him how to play guitar for the most part. He's good. Yeah,
but we can't go to that because we have to go to the Eddie and the Subtitles album release party
that
night.
Oh my god!
I bet you could probably do both.
Fuck,
probably.
Rick, you produced
Stone
that
Stone Throw
right?
Apart.
Yeah, they're really right next door to each other.
Dude and I, and they, that was one of those fun times. We're always hanging out with Eddie, and we're like, oh, yeah, Eddie, we'll all play it down. We put them all in the same, like, big area downstairs in the house. The drums and the guitars and everything all in the same room, everything mic'd up. And then Eddie's just going to do live vocals into a fucking SM57 with the drums blaring in the same room. And then we're like, and then we'll overdub the vocals later and we'll redo them. Fucking record it. Eddie's like, oh, I think the live take's great. So that's album fucking winds up with this live. It's him doing the vocals live in the same room with the drums and everything.
I'm down to hear it. I'm excited. Cool.
It turned out really fucking good. They're
great.
I'm
that's
like,
Spencer Benavidez on the drums.
Some
too.
Lucky winner got an advanced copy of that on Saturday night.
Who? Somebody's already heard it.
Yeah.
Who got it?
I don't even remember.
It wasn't me. I won a lot this time.
You
but
did.
Yeah,
you were a big winner.
I got the Shames album. I got the Shames package. I got a Soup gift certificate. Thank you, Soup, for donating prizes to Mary Anarchy.
Yeah.
Go there because their sandwiches are awesome. Their soup's delicious.
So to get back
that's
to
your free
this
plug.
Quiz. To get back to this quiz.
What's your favorite soup?
French onion.
Nice. Thank you.
Good seriously?
Question. What's
nobody
your favorite?
That.
What's your,
everybody hates onions and they hate the French.
What's
why would
your
you eat that?
What's your favorite Frenchman?
My Remy.
Okay. I think that's all of our favorite Frenchmen, right?
I like Pierre,
I've got a quiz
too.
Question for you, Rory.
Oh, yeah, Pierre Marché.
Nico's French.
I've got a quiz question for you.
Nico. Only if you ask yourself. I'm not into the quiz here.
Three's Company or Happy Days?
Ooh.
Damn.
Three's Company.
Yeah. Three's Company a lot better.
Yeah, I'm on Three's Company too.
Happy Days was pretty good though.
Didn't we all want to move
into
that
choice.
Apartment?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Didn't we all want to be Jack Tripper?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
But like
what about Laverne and Shirley in Happy Days?
Ooh.
Oh, Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. Okay, no. Yeah.
What about
Laverne and Shirley or Joni Loves Chachi?
Laverne and Shirley.
Fuck
Chachi.
Mork and Mindy or not Happy Days. What was the other one you said?
Three's Company. What about Mork and Mindy or Taxi? That would
be a good one.
Taxi or Soap.
Oh, damn.
WKRP or Benson.
I'm going to go with WKRP.
I'm going to have to go with as much as I love turkeys, I have to go with Benson because of René Auberjonois, who is also the voice of the drunk skeleton in The Last Unicorn,
and
Odo from Deep Space Nine.
Thank you.
Wow.
King of the Hill or South Park?
Oh, so
I take.
Well,
King of the
I'd
Hill.
Much rather be a King of the Hill.
Futurama or Simpsons?
Out at one.
Simpsons.
Futurama.
We gotta
fight.
Damn, that's hard.
They're both really great.
Okay. Rick and Morty or Archer?
Archer.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Fuck, that is hard. I don't even think I can.
I haven't
pick.
Seen Archer, but Rick and Morty is pretty awesome.
I don't really like Rick and Morty.
Really?
I love
it kind of gets a meh for me. It's not.
It's dark.
What do you like?
You know, I don't regularly watch either one of those, so it'd be tough.
What's your favorite cartoon?
My favorite cartoon?
Yeah. All time.
Boy, it's either The Simpsons or Batman the Animated Series.
This animated Japanese thing he found surfing the net the other day.
have you seen the Tenacious D cartoon?
No.
It's not super well done or anything, which is kind of funny about it, but you got to watch it. It's like an hour and 5 minutes on YouTube. It's Tenacious D post-apocalypto. Mm-hmm. It's like a little rock opera, an hour-long rock opera, but it's goofy, funny, stoner shit. Get stoned and watch it. It's so fucking funny and rad, dude.
That sounds great.
As far as cartoons go, that's my plug for the D, because when I get there Monday, they're going to be all...
His plug.
Come on up here, Nick.
His you'll plug see. For the D. You'll usually those see. Are made out of glass, but...
Yeah. One of his many plugs for the D.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Rick?
Oh, yeah.
No, tuning forks. They're metal. Yeah.
You're not supposed to put stuff in your pee hole, but...
No, a tuning fork makes... Never mind.
It's what?
It makes a pretty
sounding,
good sidecar.
Yeah. I learned what that was recently. Yeah.
I bet.
Can girls do that?
No. I guess you can.
Of course
you can.
Anything
in your,
you could.
Your urethra,
a monkey could do that.
Why in the shit would you do that?
I don't know.
Really, Kim.
Like what?
There are some girls...
And why would you?
I would be really good.
Their idea.
I would be really good at it because in the fifth grade I had my pee hole surgically enlarged.
Oh my god!
Wait, what?
What the
why?
When Rick was in the third grade, he had his penis
maybe
surgically enlarged.
No, my pee hole.
Why?
My urethra
what
was surgically
wrong with
widened.
It?
Maybe
I swear to God,
he just wanted it bigger.
And I know this sounds fucking crazy.
We have the science to do it. We can rebuild him. Better, faster,
I
want to
hear
stronger.
What Rick thinks is crazy.
Dude, so in the fifth grade, a crazy doctor told my mom that my testicle swelled up because my pee hole was too small. And they had to have surgery to make my pee hole bigger.
That's not how that works.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a creep.
That's so I swear to God, I had surgery no. and they cut my pee hole to make it bigger.
Oh, wow.
It was really great surgery to get over from. I get over.
Andrew. We have an invader in this video.
We have a guest.
It's Andrew from the Infecto Skeletons.
Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
What's up, brother?
Not much.
You gotta say hi.
Yeah, lean in.
Hi there.
Is it talk to somebody's mic?
How y'all doing?
He won't do it.
Good to see you, brother. Yeah.
Andrew.
Saw you at Mary Anarchy. Didn't get to say hi. Thanks for coming out to the show this weekend.
Yeah.
Why is he here?
Why are you here?
Yeah.
What's going on?
You guys got any spare change?
Are you going to get us high?
I could crash the party. Rick's here and I live down the street.
He's pulling an aversion therapy.
All right.
He's pulling an aversion therapy on us, dude. Oh, yeah. You got to come in with like offerings or something. Like what? Our story or
worship
something. What's
us.
Going on?
bring us our due.
At least a lap dance.
Throw candy at us or something. Oh, if
I had give Greg already. A lap dance.
Give Rick a foot massage.
What's up, man? Sit over here. Share a mic. Want to sit down?
Okay.
He's just gonna stand.
Could you go get me another beer?
He's gotta keep his feet.
Could you go get me another beer?
He's gotta keep his feet limber to give Rick that massage.
I gotta keep my feet limber to go snowboard tomorrow.
All right.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Whatever's in the fridge. One of these guys.
Why don't somebody should go get a beer and let Andrew talk for a minute on their mic.
No, I think I'm gonna make Andrew.
We did
beer.
Offer him microphones and
let's have Greg do a song, and then when Andrew gets back, we'll talk to him, ask him why he's here. Or what's going on?
No, I think okay. I'll just.
I would like to hear another song.
I would
for
like
sure.
to translate what just happened. Andrew showed up because he knows it's the podcast night and he lives down the street. He really isn't here for any reason.
He doesn't have
that's
a computer.
Awesome. That's never happened before. That's very cool.
He just stumbled down the street with a beer in hand to say hi.
Yep. And we've always got the sign on the door that says come in.
Yeah. Wow. So anybody could really come in.
Oh,
you guys.
Paid off.
Oh,
right.
Dude, like
you might want to beat that out, Rick.
Serial killer could come by. And we've said that on the show before. Yeah, always been there.
And, Richard, I think I always say beep it out.
Richard Chase, the Vampire of Sacramento, he would go from house to house and he would just open the door. And if it was locked, he would take that as a sign that he shouldn't murder those people.
Oh.
And if it was unlocked, he walked in and shot everybody in the head.
Rick secretly, Rick loves serial killers and he Jesus. Secretly
thank
hopes
you,
to
Andrew.
Become the target of one.
We have an intern for the night. He brought me a beer. Thank it's you. Official.
An
intern
for,
Andrew.
Intern of one night.
Why? Okay.
Wait, why doesn't he get
he's
a goofy
he's going back
name?
To Rick's room, I guess.
Aww.
No.
Oh, nothing. We just want to, like.
They really want to know if you were here for an ulterior motive or no, just because. You stumbled down the street with a beer to say hi.
Well, do you, yeah. I stumbled down the street with a beer to say hi and try to get some tracks from Rick.
Oh, so you
there was a reason. I knew I'd be crying.
Okay.
He knows I'm going to be home on Monday night.
Oh, no.
Do you want to hear some Greg Gilborn?
Now we have to.
What did I just say?
Greg Gilborn.
Like Gilborn.
Do you want to hear Craig Kilborn?
Craig Kilborn.
He's here. He's a great comedian. Greg Gilmore.
G.G. Allen, our good friend.
G.G. Ilmore.
Oh, boy.
Rub it on your chest.
Put it in your hand.
Shit
in your chest.
Rub it on your chest.
Jerry thought that was art, by the way. And if Jerry thinks something is art, it is art.
It is fucking
totally art.
Art. No, yeah. Felipe Pendejo is totally art.
He's a vanguard, man. He's ahead of his time.
All right. Let's calm down. Let's get serious. Greg's gonna play a song. We have to be really serious.
Why?
Ooh, you pulled out the 12 string?
No.
Oh no.
No.
Still 6 string.
Still 6 string.
Okay.
I think I'm pointed the same direction. I think.
It sounds good.
Let's make sure our streams don't cross.
So this last tune is a cover I'll be playing here. I'm gonna be recording with Silver over at Puss Cavern and.
Fuck yeah.
We're recording there because I'm a real big Cake fan, so this is a Cake song. Last one I had prepared here for tonight.
Explain your casual approach.
Well, this is actually one of my favorite songs ever written. I'm not a super emotional person. I don't really like cry during movies. Maybe it's because I'm a sociopath. I don't know. That was a joke, I guess.
Yeah, we all
sure.
We
know, me like too. That. Me too, dude.
Good word.
But some people cry during movies. This song made me cry one time, which another song's never done. I like it a lot.
But she had a lighter. I had a flame. She had a fire. I was bright, but she was much brighter. I was high. She was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Baby, I was bound to let you go. I don't know much about Cinco de Mayo. I'm never sure what it's all about. I say, oh, won't you? You don't believe me. You say you want me. I've got my doubts. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Oh, baby, I was bound to let you go. She had a lighter. I had a flame. She had a fire. I was bright, but she was much brighter. I was high. She was the sky. Oh, baby, I was bound for Mexico. Baby, I was bound to let you go.
Aww. Hell yeah.
Oh, that sweet, that made you cry? Old Yeller didn't make you cry and that made you cry?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You are a sociopath, clearly. Anybody.
I mean, maybe I cried, but I was like, I haven't seen Old Yeller since I was a child.
Well, no, so you've never cried at a movie?
No.
Shit.
Movies don't touch me the way songs do. And no one touched me the way Rick does.
You should go see. I also typically do not cry at movies. I mean, every once in a while, okay, some you know, I'm drunk, something sucks me in, I'm a little like, oh, but yeah, movies. Yeah. Eh.
I went and saw Star Is Born last night. I cried. Dude.
Books have made me cry more than movies.
I cried at the
have.
End of it.
About a quarter of the movies I see, if I just watch them by myself, I'll cry probably.
I cry every day, you guys. I cry constantly.
Constantly.
I cry at everything.
If somebody tells me a story and they start crying, I'll cry.
Fuck.
I can't not cry.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I cry sometimes when I watch baseball, though, so maybe I'm just a little
bit. I cry every time I get into a fight.
I cry more than I exercise.
Does everybody cry when they get fired?
Oh, yeah.
I cry when I get fired. No.
I've only been fired.
I cry
once
when I quit.
Yeah.
I only got fired once.
Who else cries when they masturbate?
I got pissed.
Yeah.
All right. So.
But who here cries when they have sex?
Not me.
Damn, Kim.
Cry-maxing.
Cry-maxing?
No quicker way to
Rory's.
No quicker way to freak a guy out than cry-maxing.
Oh, God, it's awful.
It's not going to stop us, but.
Oh, God, damn! The elevation on these jokes just keeps getting higher. Rick, or I mean, Greg, what do you got?
If they say don't or stop, then you definitely don't, and you do stop. But if they're just crying, then fuck.
And he doubles down. No. Shit.
Double down.
No, don't stop. Punctuation is important.
But you're crying. Just fuck me, you savage.
No, I will tell you, if they're crying, make sure you pause and ask them what's up.
Thank you. This public service announcement from the enlightened Chewbacca.
If between sobs, they tell you to keep going, just keep going. Yeah.
Well, none of
this has ever happened to me personally, but I have to say, I was kind of thinking.
If they don't say the safe word. Just now, keep it going.
Actually, now that I think about it, if they're crying, make sure you at least find out what's going on.
Is it me? Or is it you?
Maybe we shouldn't be watching Old Yeller during this. It's not a very romantic film.
You know that somebody's kink. Yeah. You know it is.
Somebody did. Somebody has.
Yeah.
Put on Old Yeller and listen to The Cure. Let's do this.
It's the only way I can come.
Yikes.
It hurts.
There you go.
Sex is weird.
Is there still an Andrew?
So one person's trigger is another person's kink. Unfortunately, that is actually very true.
Is Andrew still hanging with us?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Can you get him to bring me?
Andrew, what's your trigger in kink?
I was just telling Rick that this is the best episode I could have walked into. This is perfect. This is an awesome conversation.
The show just climaxed.
Will you?
Yeah. That's right. WLP had a big O.
We hope you were with us. Enjoy your work day.
Will you bring me a beer, Andrew?
I need
one
after
that.
Boy,
that was
quick. Oh, my God.
So wait.
Dude, this is how we get our interns. They show up and we're like, okay, go get our shit. Oh my God. Rick says.
All right, what else is happening? We mentioned a couple of things here. Kim, did you have anything else that's going on this week?
Well, we've got the Eddie and the Subtitle show coming up on Saturday, which we talked
with
about. Saturday nights, you talk about that.
They're fucking great band. New band. So good.
A little quick
rock and roll.
Theater roundup. Awesome. Off the top of my head. We are into the third weekend of Golden Girls.
Ooh, I saw it this weekend.
Sold out freaking weekend.
Rick, what was your review of Golden Girls?
It was amazing, and I laughed my ass off. And it's funny to see Blanche being overplayed when Blanche is already overplayed. I laughed so hard. That was fucking really amazing.
Lovely, lovely.
And I got to watch it with the amazing Eddie in the Subtitle and Shames player Penny.
And your roommate.
Penny.
Yeah, my roommate, totally. So yeah. So that was awesome. Me and Penny loved it. And they made Ashley's mom made cookies.
Oh,
so Ashley's
sweet.
Mom, I guess, makes, I don't know if she makes, I guess she makes them for everyone.
Aww. They've had different treats at different performances, depending on what's available from the lovely
you went
folks
on cookie
who donate
night,
to
or cookie day.
Oh, it's not always cookies? Because that was fucking awesome.
No, you had a special treat.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Other days it's been cheesecake from Marty Krivling. Cheesecake by Marty.
I thought the special seats that pay extra.
Yeah, they
get
cheesecake.
The
yeah.
But there have been other nights where we had extra cheesecake and the audience got some cheesecake.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I was handing them out at Santa Claus. Oh, I don't want to give it all away.
Oh. Bleep that out.
Yeah, take that part out, Rick. Oh, cheesecake. Spoiler.
Yeah. Nick is amazing. The show.
Nick was dressed as an octopus.
The commercials in between are so. I didn't know they played 80s commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, they
recreated
so
80s commercials.
Some recreated, some original.
Is there,
and it
is
was
it,
fucking
did
awesome.
Did they do Bag Hutch?
What?
You haven't seen it yet, Rory?
No, I haven't seen the whole show.
You're on the board.
You were there.
I did the
where
box
were you?
Office. I had to leave immediately.
You worked it. That's right.
My,
you worked it, but
I
didn't
I did
watch
the box
it.
Office immediately after the show started. I had to get to my daughter's Christmas recital with her choir.
See?
Gotcha.
I know I will be seeing it on
no
the 21st when I work the bar.
No
oh,
spoilers.
Good.
No, I know about the commercials. I'm on the board. I helped, design them. But I just didn't know which ones that end up getting used. I was wondering if Bag Hutch was used.
Hey, Rick, I have a question.
Okay,
because,
if you did not see Bag Hutch, then no, it's fine.
Rick, you're a total Golden Girls fanatic, right?
Yes.
Just because he's gay. Come on. That's,
oh, my God.
That's
no,
it's
just
true.
No, no. I lived in the
super
roommate,
gay, right?
I lived in the room next to him. I would hear that fucking theme song every goddamn night.
I could watch
friend.
The Golden Girls every day over and over
I,
again for
and
the
I
rest
knew
of my
if the volume got turned up, that meant him and whoever was over were about to bone.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank
while
you, Andrew.
They watched Golden Girls.
I'm going to call you Infecto.
And then they would fall asleep in their own filth, and the volume would stay up all night.
Lost idea now.
Who?
Lost idea.
He's lost Andy.
Okay.
He's lost Andy.
Lost Andy.
Yep.
The intern.
Ideas.
He's in Lost Idea, a new band.
So he's lost Andy and Lost Idea, which is a fucking rad band.
Sure, it's a great band.
Speaking of bands, the next thing that I have coming up, the only other thing that I have to talk about is Laura Hope and the Arctones with Basha and Grime Dog.
Ooh,
we love Basha, and I would love to have them on the show, if you're listening. And Grime Dog's pretty cool, too.
We fucking love
Friends
Grime
of the
Dog,
show.
Yeah.
And a couple of rockabilly bands that night, so that'll be kind of fun. At Shay's on Wednesday night at 8:30. I don't have a lot else this week. Next weekend, there's some cool stuff coming up, but I will share that on next week's show.
Back on the theater front, you can catch Every Christmas Story Ever Told. I believe they're in their fourth or fifth week of their run at Reno Little Theater.
I heard that was really good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a really fun twist on the holiday season. And then, of course, over at Bruca, they've got, the Mouse Hole Family Christmas, I believe is what it's called.
Something like that.
It's a, so, you know,
or
in years.
Extravaganza.
This is the first year Bruca has not done Buttcracker.
I was
going to
ask.
In,
it's a new original.
20 years.
Forever, ever. This is a brand new Christmas original that the theater's doing, and it plays with a lot of the holiday traditions, conventions, and the 12 days of Christmas, and it is supposed to be quite a hoot. A lot of great early reviews for it. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's definitely something you want to include in your holiday plans.
Right on.
So there's a lot of fun local holiday theater out there with great shows that it's not the Nutcracker or
the
Spirit
Nutcracker
of the Season at Pioneer, but they are fun.
Chewy.
I'm sorry, I
Did
just saw it for the first time.
Most
Friday
of these are
like
most
what
of these
it?
Are
the
ten
Nutcracker.
And up.
Oh,
you don't like the Nutcracker? You've
it's
never
boring
seen it before?
As fuck.
It's because it's Russian.
Did your daughter like
it?
My daughter was really happy to go to it, and she fell asleep with about 20 minutes left on my lap.
And
then afterwards, she went to one that was just specifically made for kids. It was only 30 minutes long today.
That's
told me it was 10 times better than the one we went to Friday.
You like the edited
version.
So
you're saying it's good, it just could be shorter.
It could be shorter. It could be a 90-minute play instead of a two-hour play.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But I guess it was all right. But no, I didn't like it.
Fucking Russians.
Yeah.
Anyways,
sugar plum fairies.
So, can I talk about something?
Yeah.
I don't know how many of our listeners like basketball, But we got a really special basketball team playing.
Kind of on fire this season.
Just everybody's
a stone's
ass.
Throw from this studio. One of the best college basketball teams in the country is playing down there at UNR at Lawler Event Center. So, you guys, if you're interested, go check it out. It could be a special year. It could be something you might be into. It's hard to. I mean, they sold out 10,000 season tickets.
Are they
tickets.
Like 9-0 right now?
They're 10-0 now.
10-0,
and they're ranked number 7 in the country. They were higher, but there was some, you know, shakeups at the top. But
I
they're
saw
undefeated.
About that. Yeah,
they've beat anybody in their path pretty well this year. You know, it might be exciting. A once in a lifetime chance to see a team that's just
a championship team on their way up. Yeah.
And they've sold out 10,000 season tickets. They still have 2,000 tickets to every game, and those are hard to come by. I bought tickets today for next Saturday, and I'm in the 39th row.
That's so, way up there.
Way up. What do those cost?
My daughter's in the Wolfpack Pup Club, so we only paid $11 for the adults and $8 for the children, but I think they're maybe $20 for normal tickets, but it's a good time. It's a
they're regularly priced. It's not like scalpers are driving up the prices.
It's a rocking crowd. I mean, it's a really great team with a really enthusiastic crowd, and it's fun to watch. So,
go UNR.
And I grew up in St. Louis around a lot of sports and like St. Louis University basketball.
Yeah, the Billikens, they're good too.
And I remember going to those games, like, you know, 10,000 people all screaming and shouting at the same time.
It's intense. College basketball, when it's really in a good environment, is about the best that there is.
And indoor and just that vibe and that energy is, and like, overpowering.
We can all be proud of as a community, too. So look into it. They're playing this Saturday at 6 against South Dakota State and the following Saturday against Akron. So check them out.
Nice.
Go sports ball.
Yeah.
Your sports ball corner
sports
kick.
UNR.
Chewy.
Keep the cannon blue.
It's fun.
Different game.
The cannon's red now.
Well, whatever. No sports ball.
Even I knew that, Nick, and I don't know anything about sports. The only thing I know about sports we covered on a previous podcast.
Do we have a soccer team?
Yes.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Aces.
They're not the Aces.
They're at the old Aces Stadium.
They play there. Yeah.
They're a good team, too. That's a fun time. But
do we still have the Aces?
I'll watch bowling on TV.
Yes.
Do we have baseball?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't fucking know.
The Aces are good.
The Aces are actually quite a good team.
Good way to spend a summer evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll talk to you guys about that more in May.
We should do a podcast, ball game.
Yeah.
And all go together.
Okay.
And get drunk and eat food.
That would be a really fun time. Yeah.
We'll record some shit.
We'll invite you too, Greg.
I would love to go. I love baseball.
Wouldn't want
to.
We can have a friends of the podcast.
But after the show, we're going to forget to call
him. No, it'll be like Rick's annual pumpkin carving. Everybody who's been on the show is invited.
We invite all the guests of the show to show up to the same game with us.
I think that'd be a hell of a fun time.
That could be kind of crazy.
Get a fucking box or one of those booths.
That would be amazing. We should do that.
Go on cheap beer night.
Those with their own bartender, yeah.
Those are expensive, but it would be a hell of a party, yeah.
Expensive.
I've only ever been there to go ice skating.
Oh.
Wow.
That's sad.
No, that's,
you know,
that's
if that's
rad.
What you're into, that's going on
now. I
got
to take my... Will you go ice skating with me and my wife there?
No, it was with my sister and my nieces.
Well, then it's not good.
And my sister couldn't do it at all.
I would have loved to see Gina flounder.
Oh God, she got on the ice after putting on all that stuff. She got
right. She puts
and
all
she
that
just
fucking...
immediately tried to get off the ice, and I said, "Fuck no, you're gonna go around one time. We didn't do all this so you could not even try." And she clung to the wall all the way around. There was a point in going around the edge where she clung to the wall where a little kid was also clinging to the wall, and she had to pass the little kid. And she was like, couldn't make the little kid go off the wall because Gino would needed it more.
Fell.
Yeah, it was bad. Me and the twin nieces though had a great time, and they were good at it.
Oh, of course.
Well, let's not plan a skating podcast.
No, I will not.
No, I wouldn't do skating podcasts. That'd be awesome.
I can't skate.
I can't skate.
I'd be on the wall.
There are only seven severed fingers.
They make those little push walkers for the little kids. You could borrow one.
Sometimes
of
I roll my ankle just standing there.
Oh, it's bad.
Those are like gold. Those are so hard to get a hold of.
No, you can't find. And you got to knock a kid down to get one of those.
All right, I'm not above that.
Fuck yeah.
If you know me in real life, you know, that's true. I don't like children. I mean, that's not true. I like your children.
At your house.
Yeah, so, hey, Greg, how you doing?
Yeah.
You having fun?
Yeah.
You gonna have kids?
someone said about...
depends on how expensive they are.
Someone said about W.C. Fields, they were talking about him, and they said, anyone that hates dogs and children can't be all that bad.
I hear you.
Well, yeah. Maybe take the dog thing out, but yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, should we have a song?
We are at Dog Water Studios.
Finish this up?
Let's wrap it up and close out.
I thought Greg said he had no more songs.
I mean, I had three prepared.
You know, I just thought of something. It's weird that we're at Dog Water Studios. Rick don't have a dog.
He did when the show started.
That's true. We all fucking cried our eyes out about that. I just remembered.
When little Ichabod died. Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing it up.
When Dog Water started, Rick had two dogs.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Ebenezer and Ichabod.
You're not going to get another dog, Rick?
No, dude, I can't. After Ichabod died, I just don't. Dude, having to go to a fucking vet and have your tiny dog put to sleep.
It's the worst.
They put the thing in, and then you hold him in your arms, and then they push down the plunger, and there's that, like, twitch and yelp, and then his tongue sucks out of his mouth because he's gone.
The comedian said,
fuck, I am never, ever, ever, ever doing that again as long as I live.
If you get a dog,
credits.
You're sorry.
First having a dog. It always ends like that. It always ends in pain.
Yeah, you get a dog, you're just signing up for 10 years, 15 years down the road to be heartbroken and destroyed. Yeah.
It's going to be awful eventually. Fuck that. Yep. I'm not ever. No, so when I'm 80, I'm going to get a dog, and then it can deal with my
dog. You
dad.
Will die before the dog.
Your dog will probably eat
and I will fucking end up taking care of this dog that's going to miss you right before I die, and Diana's going to go, fuck both of you.
And then you're going to ask the intern, because I'm 10 years younger, 15 years younger than all of you.
No, I have that type
of
wife.
And I'll come and take care of.
I have a young Asian, I have a young Asian wife. Right. She'll live to 130.
Oh, cool.
It's fine. Four. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac, Kim, and Dogwater.
God bless you.
I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, what the fuck? Life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
They said it's your birthday.
They play that 12th
string. I don't really know that song.
We never talk. It's all of our birthdays. Happy birthday to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's too late.
Rick.
It's too late. The show's over. The
show's over.
No, it's not. Rick's still taping.
Oh, come on.
You going to play us a birthday song?
I don't know. Let's not record any of this.
Oh, shit.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Happy birthday, Rory.
Happy
and Nick.
Birthday, Rick
happy
and
birthday,
Rory.
Birthday,
happy birthday. No.
Happy birthday, you sages.
Happy birthday, Eric Foreman.
You vegetarians.
And Jesus and
except
and
you,
my
Rick.
Mother-in-law and Mary.
And Marianne, too, yeah.
And your nieces.
Kahelly.
And your nieces, their birthdays today or something.
Yep.
Ashley's and fucking.
And Liam.
Ashley.
People
yep.
are fucking
Liam.
9 months Liam. Before December, like a lot.
Yeah, there's a shit called Sagittarius people.
It
in
is
this world.
A phenomenon known as spring fever.
Yeah.
People feel a little
outdoor fucking
pent
starts,
up in
the
house.
It's the real deal.
You got the screwiest uncle that ever stuck his puss inside our nut house.
Dog Water Studios.
Knock him down, Judge. Kick him. Don't let him get me.
This is funny.